This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. I'll be reading from an article published in the Roseau Times of July 26, 1895, the first year of Roseau being its own county. This article describes the businesses located in the town of Roseau that year. Mr. Rudolph Jacklin erected a large flouring and sawmill nearly 3 years ago, and this, with the merchants locating on the present site of the village, gave permanency to the establishing of a village, and about a year ago, its growth becoming rapid, and we now have a respectable, wide-awake business. The business interests of the town are represented as follows. Bendix Holdall, general merchant, practically succeeded the firm of O.P. Larson & Company, January 1, 1895. O.P. Larson & Company established their business here about 6 years ago. The business of Mr. Holdall is that of a general merchant. He carries a stock of goods to the amount of $20,000 and has a branch store at Ross. His buildings consist of a large store building and storehouse, a warehouse, cold storage building, and barn. Schuberg Brothers commenced business 5 years ago. Their trade has increased and the firm has made money. They carry a $12,000 to $15,000 stock of general merchandise, do quite a lumber business, farm, and raise stock. They own a large store building, warehouse, cheese factory, the Hotel Roseau, and considerable other real estate. Jacob E. Lindbergh is one of the oldest merchants of the place, and besides doing a general merchandise and lumber business, carries on a farm and raises stock. This large store building is centrally located and he does a good business. He carries a stock of about $8,000. T.H. Durgan is a new merchant located at this place last spring. He is a rustler and hails from Parker's Ferry, Minnesota. Since locating here, Mr. Durgan has carried a big stock of goods, built a large livery and feed barn, deals in lumber and stock, and has invested liberally in real estate. Mr. Durgan has secured a fair share of trade. He has about $10,000 invested in Roseau. The village has three well-regulated and orderly licensed saloons, all seemingly doing a business of which no complaint is heard. The furniture line is represented by G. Homme and Company, and a well-stocked drugstore is conducted by the same firm. J. U. Skoglund, the merchant tailor, does a good business in his line. Mr. J. P. Nordine keeps a well-stocked harness shop and also conducts a boot and shoe shop. Mr. O. A. Holm has a well-arranged photography gallery. The only butcher shop in the village is owned by Mr. P. Dahlquist and presided over by John Michaud. The Hotel Roseau is under the direct management of Mr. Scott Riddell of the firm of Riddell and Nelson and is conducted to the satisfaction of its patrons. Since this firm took charge of the house last winter, a new addition has been built and the accommodations greatly increased. Mr. Holm attends to the tonsorial demands of the people, and he has a fine suite of rooms, including bathrooms. Mrs. John Erickson presides over a confectionery and fruit store, well-stocked and very inviting. Mr. Frank Baker has established a steam laundry, and the business will pay. Anton Homme keeps a pool room and temperance hall. H.M. Lockram runs a confectionery, bakery, and restaurant. There are two blacksmith shops and wagon shops in the village. We have carpenters, machinists, and engineers, two physicians, two newspapers, and two attorneys. The flouring and sawmill located in the village by Mr. R. Jacklin is a credit to the town. The capacity of the mill is 100 barrels in 24 hours. When the new crop is harvested, the mill will run day and night. The flour and feed mill, sawmill, shingle mill, and planer owned by Norquist and Hagland is situated down the river about 3 miles. This is the largest sawmill plant in the county. There are four more portable sawmills located in different parts of the county. Ivor Torfin and W.H. Book have $1,200 invested in their wagon and blacksmith and repair shop. Mr. R. Waterman, one of the first settlers and on whose land the town first started, has kept a hotel or stopping place for the accommodation of the public for years. His residence is about 3 blocks from Mr. Holdall's store, beautifully located on the bank of the river. Mr. Waterman gets his share of the hotel business, and his house is very popular. The electric powerhouse, in course of erection, is situated within 3 blocks of the center of the business part of the village, and is a very commodious building. A small steamboat, which will carry 50 passengers, plies the Rosa River, and was built by Berg and Olson. The boat yields quite an income. There are 2 tanneries located near the village. One is owned by Mr. Chase and the other by Sheriff Durham. The post office is held down by H.W. Sutton, one of the earliest settlers and one who has contributed as much, if not more, toward the building of the town and its present site than any other person. Mr. Sutton several years ago kept a general store and the only one in Rosa Valley. He has the honor of being the first president of the village council, is a member of the school board, and deputy sheriff. The only church in the village was built by members of the Advent's faith. It is a creditable building. Owing to the logs getting downriver so late, but little building has been done this year. But now, as the logs are all boomed at the different mills, lumber will be had and building has fairly commenced. The principal streets have been graded and good substantial 7-foot sidewalks and street crossings laid. The business portion of the village will be furnished with electric lights, the poles and wires being already in place. Well, that was Rosa in 1895. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.